This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security at his residence yesterday. Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman attended the CCS, the nation's top decision-making body on security and strategic affairs. The meeting came in the wake of rapidly evolving global situation arising from the escalating Iran-Israel-US conflict. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss the ongoing situation in West Asia. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he conveyed India's concerns over the recent developments and emphasized the safety of civilians as a priority. Mr. Modi also spoke with President of the UAE, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. The Prime Minister strongly condemned the attacks on the UAE and condoled the loss of lives in these attacks. The Prime Minister said, India stands in solidarity with the UAE in these difficult times. Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, has issued an advisory asking foreign nationals in India who have been affected by the ongoing security situation in West Asia to approach the nearest foreigners' regional registration office for assistance with visa extensions or regularization of stay. India has also issued separate travel and safety advisories for its citizens in the region. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has spoken with his counterparts in Saudi Arabia and Kuwait, expressing India's concerns over regional stability and discussing the evolving situation. The U.S. military has confirmed the destruction of the headquarters of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, in a large-scale strike. U.S. military has also informed that three U.S. service members have been killed while five were seriously wounded during the U.S. operations against Iran. In a social media post, the U.S. Central Command said, as part of Operation Epic Fury, several others sustained minor shrapnel injuries and concussions and are in the process of being returned to duty. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney will hold delegation-level talks at Hyderabad House in New Delhi today. Both leaders will review the progress achieved till date across diverse areas of the India-Canada strategic partnership. They will also take stock of ongoing cooperation in key pillars including trade and investment and people-to-people ties. The two leaders will exchange views on regional and global developments. Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Carney will also attend the India-Canada CEOs Forum this afternoon. The total gross goods and services tax, GST, collections grew 8.1% to over 1,83,000 crore rupees in February this year as compared to the same month last year. The total gross GST revenue in February 2025 was over 1,69,000 crore rupees. The central GST collection in February this year stood at 37,473 crore rupees and state GST is at 45,900 crore rupees. The integrated IGST collection amounts to over 1 lakh crore rupees. In cricket, India stormed into the semi-final of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, beating West Indies by 5 wickets in a must-win Super 8 clash at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Chasing a target of 196 runs set by the West Indies, Sanju Samson's unbeaten innings of 97 runs off just 50 balls helped Men in Blue to chase the target with 4 balls remaining. India will now face England in the second semi-final match at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai on Thursday. Before that, South Africa will take on New Zealand in the first semi-final clash at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata on Wednesday. The winners of both these matches will face each other in finals on 8th of March at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.